Before the days of cars, people used horses and buggies or carriages to haul their families or goods. But in the winter, you probably had a sleigh. Today, the owner of the most sleighs in the country fittingly lives in the city of Denver. Denver, Missouri, that is. He has 9 buildings full of sleighs, and I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of 6 books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Bill Engel operates the Denver Sleigh Works in Denver, Missouri. For the past 20-plus years, he's been purchasing old sleighs to preserve them and capture some of the history behind a vehicle once prominent in America and throughout the world.
At the turn of the century, and I'm talking about 1900, there were over 5,000 different manufacturers of carriages and sleighs. And that's not counting the ones the local blacksmith or the local carpenter made.
Bill has about 300 sleighs here. He does not sell them except on occasion to museums that need them for exhibits. He has quite a collection that spans centuries.
The earliest one I've got, best I can determine, is the French-Indian War, and that was before 1776.
Bill charges no admission, although people have to contact him to open the old buildings. Some sleighs have been restored, others rest in the condition at time of purchase. In some cases, you can tell the purpose of the sleigh.
This one I call a doctor's sleigh. You go out there and at least get out of the snow. All of these, they would run the reins through the windows.
And some of the sleighs come from far away, such as this one from Europe.
This one came from Vienna, Austria, and dates back to about 1850 or thereabouts. And you can tell the difference of the knees and the thickness of the runners. You see, there's only 2 of them, whereas American-made had so many more.
Bill is over 80 years old. He loves to keep the old sleighs from being destroyed.
Everybody wants to know what I'm going to do with them right now. I'm saving them right now, is what I'm trying to do. What happens to them, I don't know.
You can find Bill online at sleighworks.com, and you can find our TV piece about the Sleighworks on U.S. Farm Report. Traveling the Countryside in Denver, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.